think of Paul's outing? It seemed like he's pretty solid, but obviously the two homers kind of bit in there.
Yeah, you know, I think overall Paul pitched better than the line. You know, that ball, 2-8 hit off the bat, I thought would be an out. It was hit at 103, but the height of the hit led me to believe it was going to get caught. It just kept carrying. So, you know, I thought he did a good job, pitched again all the way into the sixth. You know, and at that point, I think the game was 4-1, so we were still in the game. on the other side, Valdez is a bulldog. That's a bulldog right there. That guy, really impressive day on his end. Breaking ball is a weapon. And he's got 95 in the ninth inning at pitch 112, I think. So, you know, tough day for us offensively, but you sometimes have to tip your cap to the opposing starter.
You're able to get a look at the two new relievers, Markle and Tapia. Would anything stand out for them?
You know, Markle, I think a little bit of command, sharp slider. Tapia on the same side, you know, both of them got through the innings. And so, you know, first look, first impression, overall good.
What happened to Ken Smith?
So Smitty, it's more of a contusion. So he'll be day to day. There's no imaging or anything necessary. I think he'll be available tomorrow. You know, it was just at that point, rather than continue to grind on that type of bruise with the knee and set him back further, you know, was able to get him out of the game and hopefully have him available tomorrow.
Did that happen on the catch today,
maybe? Yeah, the diving play towards the dugout, I think his knee impacted the ground, causing that kind of just bone contusion.
It was right leg or not the one that he had hurt earlier?
I believe it's right leg, but I'll have to reconfirm.
Yeah, well, with the games yesterday and today, you have seen the four guys that you brought up. How better do you think the pen is now with these four new weapons?
Well, I think it's too early to assess that. I thought our pen was great. You know, prior to those moves, we talked about the moves and the necessity for, you know, fresh arms. You know, overall, right now, it's you know, those guys that we've brought in have done a nice job, but it's still early. You know, but I'm happy with the performance and still happy with the way the pen is pitched.
Yeah, what was going on with that glove situation?
So the rule states no gray or white on a glove, and he came out with, I think, that glove. Didn't want to use the secondary glove because I think it was his Kansas City Royals glove, but we ended up switching it out for him. So,
what did you see on the play at first base with Altuve and Bethancourt? And were you guys checking Bethancourt for anything in particular?
Yeah, you know, tough play. The throw sailed on him. Bet was just making a play on the ball. Kind of scary for both sides, obviously, with Altuve. And, you know, Bethancourt is a big guy. Bethancourt took the helmet to his left elbow. But, obviously, he was fine, stayed in the game, and ended up taking his at-bat.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.